Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We started this whole thing over 10 or 11 or 12 years ago. It's been a while, like 2012, 2013. And I know that I wanted to have some really great guest hosts here on Building Fortunes Radio. Well, we were doing some radio shows with a good friend of ours. Her name is Doris Wood, who has passed. She was running the MLMIA, and a guest speaker was Janine Avila, and Janine was on a couple of radio shows, but I really enjoyed having Janine on our radio shows because when I was listening to her, you could just tell that she was doing the right thing. She's a hard worker, all that sort of good stuff. You can kind of realize that she's walking the walk and talking the talk and all that sort of stuff. I'm muting you guys out for just a second as I go through my very brief introduction, but Janine was here on the live radio shows with us for a little bit. Then, because she was only a guest, she called me back a couple of weeks, years later, and said, you know, I really enjoyed that. Could we do some more radio shows? And I said, absolutely. So we've been doing the Janine Avila Building Fortunes Radio Show forever. You'll be able to go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine. And if you can't type in that many letters, you can always go to JanineAvila.com. That's her regular and, by the way, very good-looking website. So you go to JanineAvila.com. And Janine is here tonight with a special guest. We've had him here before. And if you look for his name, and she's going to mention who it is, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows that he's done. And he's got a great guest page as well. But we are here tonight with Janine Avila on Building Fortunes Radio. And Janine, I can't wait to hear what you guys are going to talk about, because we're talking about entrepreneurs and entrepreneurialism and all that other sort of good stuff. So there's got to be something here that's going to be great for our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience. So thanks for being here, and back to you. Oh, shoot. When I say I muted you out, it means I have to unmute you. Here we go. That's a senior moment on my
there
part.
We go.
So, Janine, over to you. There you go.
Okay, thank you so much. And I am so excited about this show, especially, I mean, I'm always excited about this show because it's a great way for me to give back to the industry, and that gave me the life I wanted, and to help all entrepreneurs and people that are out there trying to start their own business. Whether, you know, being an entrepreneur takes grit. I think I don't have to tell you, our loyal listening audience. And there's not a whole lot of teaching or training that they do for this. So out there in the industry and entrepreneurship, it's kind of like do it yourself. You have to kind of figure it out and find your way. Oftentimes, if you're not fortunate enough to have a good mentor and somebody to teach you. So that's why I'm so excited about this show, because it gives people a life of freedom. And when I talk about freedom, I talk about having the time and the money freedom to do the things that you want to do. So I'm thrilled about my guest. Not only is a good friend, well, and before I actually tell you a little bit more, and some of you know because you've probably seen the social media posts, but this is a show where you can't buy your way onto this show. We don't do it that way. I only invite guests to. And Peter knows this about me. If I invite someone to be a guest on the show, it's somebody that I have personal, firsthand experience with, the way they operate. And I factor in a lot of things. And it's not just talent or intelligence. It's responsiveness and the way they treat the people around them, whether they're in their business or at a restaurant. And I'm so proud to introduce to you my good friend, who is, he's got so many skills that are just so important to so many of us. He's a researcher, a writer, and he's an advocate for micro-enterprise opportunities. Micro-enterprise opportunities. Entrepreneurs who are, whether you are right now currently in a job situation and it's your goal to work your way out of there so you can be your own boss and run your own business. And some people are there, some people are halfway there, and we want to support you with that. But he's an advocate, and that's what we need, people like him. And he can write, he can speak, he does the research. And what I really like is that his everything he writes and says is backed up by facts, research he's done. And if you know him, you know him. If you know, his name is John T. Fleming, and I am very grateful to have him on the show again. We had him on the show a couple years ago, I think it was already. It doesn't seem like that long ago, and we got great feedback. I'm very pleased to introduce to you. He's the author of The Ultimate Gig. If you haven't read that, it's chock full of facts and information, and it talks about the micro entrepreneur, micro enterprise, where you can get flexibility, freedom, and rewards. Because being an entrepreneur, you can have all the freedom you want, and you can be your own boss, but if you're not profitable and you haven't figured that part out, it's not rewarding, then that's not fun either. So I want people to learn how their businesses can be peaceful, something they can be proud of, and they can be profitable to give them the life they want. So there's my long introduction, John. We talked about the title of the show, Success Through Association. Tell us more. Tell us about what got you excited about this endeavor and why you're an advocate, or anything you want to tell our loyal listeners that are on the line tonight.
Well, thank you, Janine, for inviting me to come back and join you on this show. It's a pleasure. And you just spoke of how you select your guests, so I feel honored. And it's always a pleasure to talk about a subject that I think is fond and dear to both of us. And we have known each other now for quite a few years, and we do have some common ground in that we both have experienced a lot of I don't want to call it success. I want to call it gratifying experiences associated with the direct selling model in particular. And success is a very broad term. I think that people can be successful when they simply ensure that whatever it is that they're doing, they are now earning more than they spend. So success is not about accumulating a certain amount of money or living a certain lifestyle. It starts with two basics. Make sure that you earn more than you spend. So I love the title that you selected, and would you like for me to just elaborate on my feelings about the title and then why I think you reached out and said, let's talk about one of our most recent projects, and that is to enhance awareness of the existence of the Association for Entrepreneurship. So where do you want me to start?
Well, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about just your thoughts or your overall philosophy on the association of just who you associate with and what that could mean for you, because a lot of entrepreneurs, I think, would be very interested in that. And then I would like that to lead into the current project.
Okay. I just think that the title you picked for this show, it happens to be the tagline of the Association for Entrepreneurship, that success is by association. And I think that all of us, those listening and you and I talking, can relate to that, because we realize early on that our friends are very, very important to who we become, because those who are our close friends begin to be a part of our thinking, our choices, and everything else. And then as we move through life, we begin to realize that our schoolmates are selected. We select them, they select us, and success continues by association. So the people we associate with are very, very important. And then as we get into the workforce, we realize that our coworkers become very important, and we begin to thrive on interaction, what we learn from others, what others can learn from us. So again, success by association continues to play out. And I think that today it becomes so important for the newest micro entrepreneur to be able to associate with what can help them to make good choices. And you said something earlier that I think is very important. It's important that people find their way, and the only way to do that is to gain access to information, education that can support our objectives. And you also said something a few minutes ago that I thought was very interesting. You want to help people find success, but peaceful success. And that's so very important. So I'm going to go back to 5 years ago when I started the research on the gig economy, and I was motivated to do that simply because I was fascinated with the fact that the gig economy was attracting people from all walks of life, not necessarily to replace an income, but to complement an income. And having the direct selling experience, I know that we went through a phase of trying to coach and mentor people to become leaders. And all of a sudden, the gig economy is saying, everybody is a leader. You make the choice as to how you want to work, when you want to work. And most of the early gig providing companies are actually technology companies that made it very easy to engage and then to connect with someone who wanted the service or the product that we had to offer. And so my good friend over at the University of Texas, Dr. Peterson, Robert A. Peterson, convinced me that we should do some research. And it's amazing what we found to be the key motivating factors for those that were embracing the gig economy. They simply wanted to, first of all, work on their own times. And so we decided that I should write a book because I was so intrigued with this. The book is Ultimate Gig. You can find it on Amazon. But the tagline says flexibility, freedom, and rewards. And that is a cherished freedom to be able to work when you want to, how you want to. But how do we get from where we are to where we want to go? So a lot of people read that book, and then I began to receive calls from people that I had never interacted with. And one of the calls came from a key force behind the Association for Entrepreneurship. And he said to me, we need to get to know one another. I have your book. I find it so very interesting, and we want to know more about what you know about the gig economy. And the gig economy has been growing at a rate of about 16 to 17% per year, representing about 63, 64, 65 million Americans who engage. And folks, it's much more than just Uber and Lyft. Many people, when they hear gig economy, oh, that's the Uber driver, the Lyft driver. No, it is many, many choices that provide freelancers of all different types of skill set to be able to work when they want to. And we are familiar with some of the top names, but it's most important to understand the great number of choices that are out there where anyone can leverage what I call underutilized assets. Underutilized assets can be in the form of time, but also in the form of experience, skills, knowledge, even passion and purpose. So when I became acquainted with the association, I was amazed that this one association was offering so much in the area of education, information, articles that are relevant to our understanding of what's going on in the marketplace, access to free ebooks, podcasts, video, and then insurance products and financial services products that are priced to be affordable for the newest of entrepreneurs. And that eliminates some of the unrest or stress that we often have when we are starting something entrepreneurial because there are no benefits associated with being an independent contractor, a freelancer, or a 1099 worker. You have to find those benefits yourself. And so the association has collected all of these resources and placed them in one place, and we're going to give the website address before we conclude here. And the amazing thing is membership in the association is so affordable, less than $5 per month, which is less than the cost of a good burger or a cup of coffee. So the association basically provides access to all of the things that I just mentioned. And it's worth exploration because it's so simple. Go to the website, and Janine, you're going to give them the website address because you and I kind of reconnected again a few months ago when I said the association has engaged me as an advisor, and they want to better understand how we enhance awareness of the association, not through licensed insurance agents, which they have done for years, but through ordinary people who are looking for a great resource. And I said to them, because of my many years of experience with the direct selling model, I know some people that know something about that. So we have assembled a small group to just start the process of spreading the word. So I'm so delighted to be a part of spreading the word about this association. Janine, you're one of those that's a part of this small group. Building Fortunes Radio is now giving us the opportunity to announce this association, which many people are just not aware of. And this is the first. This is the first interview I've done on anyone's radio show. And many more such opportunities will be coming about. But most importantly, for everyone taking time to listen to this show, Janine, you're constantly identifying great subject matter to discuss, which is a resource. It's a treasure. And that's why I like to tune in to just kind of listen to your guests from time to time. And tonight, we are sharing with everyone what was shared with us, and they're going to be able to go to that website, and I'm sure you're going to give them that address before we conclude, and I'm going to conclude on that note. I think that the association represents something needed by all independent contractors, freelancers, 1099 workers. I am so glad to know that my book triggered the interest of an association like this, and that I have been invited to stimulate their ideas about the future and how we support people from all walks of life who are attempting to gain a little bit more out of life to help balance the work, family, life equation. It's so very important that we have resources like this. And by the way, the companies, I don't care what kind of company it is, if they have you an independent contractor status or 1099 worker status, they cannot give you benefits because their laws and definitions about what an independent contractor can receive from the company and what they cannot receive. So that's why association with an association like this becomes so valuable. It's actually incredible. And I'm just glad that a book I wrote triggered a new relationship whereas we can now make this resource available to so many people. So that's it, Janine. I want to just let you take over again and you kind of wrap this up as you would desire, and I'm available for any question that you might want to run by me. So back to you. Thank you again for inviting me.
Of course. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much. And I have a couple of comments and a question, but I would like to go to a commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
Excellent. We'll be right back. You're listening to John Fleming, Janine Avila, and here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Janine Avila. Go to JanineAvila.com. That's her website, not the website we're referencing right now. But you go to Janine Avila if you want to hear this all over again. And you can look for BuildingFortunesRadio.com radio shows and look for John Fleming as well. He's a guest over here on Building Fortunes Radio. We'll make sure his guest page is filled up. So, Janine, back to you.
Thank you, Peter and John. And a couple of comments I want to make. And if you're listening to this as a direct seller or a network marketer, how many times have we had people who wanted to get involved and go full-time, but they were afraid to quit their day job because of the benefits? Because when John first started telling me about this, I remembered my early days in Tupperware, and I was trying to help people get their freedom by working from home and making their, you know, family a priority by being able to be there. And oftentimes it was sad because people said, oh, I just hate this job, but I honestly need the benefits. And that's, I think, what John was speaking to, is that people, and I didn't know about this organization, and I'm going to give you the website so you can go and look at it, and then we're going to have some information about it on my website, JanineAvila.com, and then, Peter, are we going to be able to put up a guest page where we can have all the information on there?
We'll already have a guest. Yeah, no problem. We can do whatever you ask. And I know John's got a website as well, or a webpage on our site as well. So we'll be able to do all of that sort of stuff. We'll make it easy for people to find it.
Yeah, we want it to be easy. Life is hard enough, and you can get lost in a rabbit hole. But the thing that I was so excited when John shared this information with me was that I didn't know about it. And all, John, I don't remember if I even told you this, but when you said it's only $4.99 a month, that's the way you said it to me, for people to have access to this association. I thought, wow, that's a lot. Because I didn't be $4.99, less than $5, like you said. It's not $19.99, it's not $39.99, it's not $99.99, $4.99, and then you have access. So all this information, and it's not just the benefits I thought was valuable, is there's so much information that you can get from successful entrepreneurs, because there's a lot of people that sell you their information and they're not coming from a place of experience and knowledge. And so we have to be careful out there. And I'm thrilled about this, and I've gone through the website and looked at it. And when you told me, I had a vision that they were like brand new. I was shocked at how much information is there. And for people who are, you know, contractors, like you said, any 1099 employee, Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, you know, contractors, caterers, real estate agents, all the people who have a desire to work from home, have the e-myth, you know, as Michael Gerber refers to it, as a vision, and they want to do this, they have to figure out benefits, and that's usually not an area of expertise. So here we have an agency where that is their area of expertise and so much more. So I'm thrilled about this. And before I give the website out, because I don't want people to go start looking everything up right now, Peter, do you have any comments or questions for John?
We have to have him back, number one. Number two, for a lot of people that are listening in, entrepreneurs like 1099 people really need to stick together, because the governments are always trying to throw us into being employees sometimes in companies too. So being an employee might be a benefit for some people, but for free-thinking spirit people like me, I want to be a 1099 person. So 1099 gives me all the flexibility and the freedom that I want to be able to kind of craft my own destiny. But the downside of that is I don't want to be an island on my own. So his association, which helps give people the buying power collectively, gives us our cake and we can eat it too. So I just want to kind of mention that as a side note for those people that might be listening in, because there's a big difference between being a W-2 employee and being a 1099 independent contract. So there's lots of benefits of if you're the type of person that performs, if you're the type of person that wants some freedom and flexibility, 1099 status is magical. So we're always fighting to make sure we can stay 1099s. And that's the first thing that I want to say kind of like about that. The other thing for those people that might be listening in is a short story. When I was graduated from school or before that, I used to be a clammer on the Great South Bay, and I would dig my little clams and sweat my little bazeezes off or whatever it might be. I get a great tan, have seagulls as friends, and if I sold $100 in clams to the boat or the truck that would collect them that would sell them to the seafood places, I got $100. Thought it was pretty good. Then I went to work, and I started getting a paycheck, and I was an employee. And then all of a sudden, if I was an employee and I got $100, I found that I only really got 90, not even 90. I got like $79 or $70. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm used to doing all the work and making all the money. Well, what is this? Like, when did I get these partners? You know, all these other things. So the beautiful thing about being a 1099 is you get paid first. As an employee,
yeah,
you get paid last. So I ask the question, what would you rather do? Would you rather get paid first and then figure out how much you want to give to the government and everybody else? Or would you want to be paid last? Let them determine it, and then you have to fight for what you can back. So I'm not saying don't do the rules, but there is a real benefit for those sovereign people like myself who said, wait a minute, I did all that work. Like, where were you other guys? And I want to be able to keep as much money as I can. So 1099s is the way to go. And for all those people listening in, you know, that may be from the IRS, of course you're going to follow your guidelines. You're going to document your whatevers. But I wanted my cake, and I want to eat it too. And the benefits of John's organization that he's referencing right now is now I get the buying power of the, as if there were thousands or tens of thousands or lots of other people that were buying, so I can get that volume discount and that protection. So I hope that wasn't too much of a story, but there's my personal story.
Peter, I just like to say your stories are great stories. And that was not a side note. Those were very significant notes. And it reminded me that I didn't mention the fact that this association has been around for over 20 years. So it's not my association. Janine and I are just fortunate to be able to be working with the association to help them enhance awareness and understand that there are people like you doing this kind of work that allows us to get the word out. But the association has been around for over 20 years. It has primarily been influenced by insurance agents, and there are over 200,000 members that have joined this association. So we are just becoming aware of it. And I can honestly say that until the individual that contacted me reached out to me, I did not know that this existed. And you made the point, Peter, it's important for all of us in 1099 status to find ways to stick together. And that's why success is by association.
Well, it is, John. And when I was listening to both of you, I was also thinking about, you know, oftentimes I talk a lot about the people we associate with and what we can learn from people and the circle, the people around us. And I just want to say that I was the same way. I was like, I couldn't believe this had been around 20 years and I hadn't heard of it. And I had so much exposure to things like this and you know, we all know this, that there's safety in numbers, you know, and also how many times have you found out you're with a company or a corporation and they're growing and they tell you, well, we're a little bigger, so we're able to get you a little better price you're going to pay on your benefits. And for me, I saw this and see it as like the same way, even though I wasn't very flattered when I got my AARP card in the mail, because, you know, who wants to age? However, there is a power in that association and discounts and things you get. And with this, when you go to this website, which I'll just tell you right now, but don't go away, it's AFE, Association for Entrepreneurship, USA, because that's where we are, .org. AFEUSA.org. You'll find resources, newsletters about the organization. There's information. You'll be able to play around, but carve out some time because there's a lot of information on there. And from what I've heard in my research, it's really just getting going now. I mean, they've been around 20 years, but I don't know. Peter hadn't heard of it. I hadn't heard of it. John hadn't heard of it. And we've been pretty well exposed. So I want to say one more thing that I think is really important to the title. And one of the reasons I selected that title is because I have a deep belief in the people around us and who we associate ourselves with. And I don't need to tell you guys, you're all entrepreneurs, you're smart, you're sharp, you probably read and listen to podcasts if you listen to this. But it's important, the people you associate with. And I went to work with a company that I did some work with that I wasn't necessarily sure I wanted to be there. And I don't say this to flatter John. It's a true story that I'd actually forgotten about. My daughter reminded me last night because I wasn't sure if I wanted to work with them. And what I'd liked, I said, John Fleming is over there. He was on the advisory board. And what I said to my daughter, Amy, is, you know, I'm going to do it because it's an opportunity to get to work with John Fleming. And I knew John Fleming from my speaking at the DSA and different things. We knew each other. We could be cordial and say hello, but we didn't really know each other. And as that experience, even though I am not working with that company anymore, the association that I made with John Fleming and the deepening of our friendship, and we ended up with offices kind of catty-corner from each other, and we'd talk to each other quite a bit. And that's the thing. When you have people that are successful and that you have respect for and you get an opportunity to associate with them and work with them, they introduce you to the right people and to the right mindsets. And it's just a powerful thing. And that's why success through association is so important, because conversely, it works the other way. If you're associating with people who are not necessarily of good reputation or good intention, and you're trying to work or do your homework or build your business, and you're being pulled in another direction to maybe just go out and have drinks and have fun and watch, you know, we all know what that is. So the people around us are incredibly important to our success in life and business. And I'm just very grateful that John introduced this to me, because I love to point people in the right direction. And I'm a work from home freedom fighter. I want people to work from home, but successfully. That's why we do this show and we talk to people about things as kind of elementary as how you set up your home office. And how, like right now, there's a sign outside my door that says, "Quiet, I'm on a call." So if people come in here, they don't enter talking. And I have the peace. Those are just little things, but there's a lot of things you do to make your work from home business successful. And peace comes from profit and rewards. Knowing that you're actually profitable, you're bringing in money, and you're passionate because you're doing something you love. So I know I said a lot about this, but I'm very passionate about it. And I understand the importance of having benefits and being associated with good people. So I'm proud to introduce the AFE USA Association for Entrepreneurs to our listeners. And we're a little bit over, but I think that's okay. Peter,
I scheduled the time.
Okay. I want to say that you can go to JeanineAvila.com. and find out more about this. It's not up on there tonight, but it will be. The show will be posted. Peter does a great job of sending me a link to this show. If you, I'm sure there's people right now listening that are saying, oh, I wish I could let somebody else hear this because they need to know. Because how many of us know people that are good people with good business skills that don't have benefits, or they're paying too much for benefits because they just took what they could get and they don't know? And we, in this climate today, the work from home, the entrepreneur climate, we need facts and information, not guesses and hearsay and vague knowledge. So I'm thrilled about this organization, and I'm thrilled to know that, to me, that's a litmus test if John Fleming is associated with it. Again, like I said, I went to work with the other company really because John Fleming was over there, and I wanted the opportunity to be around John and the way he does his research. And you, if this is the first time you've heard John, you'll understand why the Ultimate Gig is a wonderful resource, and it's full of facts and information. And I'm not pitching the book, but I am, because I use it as a reference. I have a bookcase here that's got the books I reference every day and use. And when I'm talking about this, it's full of information that I can trust. And that's important to me. So I am fighting something off, as you can probably hear. So I'm going to stop talking for a minute and kick it back to John and Peter to close.
Well, we gave you enough time. So, yep, I'm sorry. So, John, I hope I'll let you close it up. But I hope you'll be able to come back and maybe use some specific examples. And you might know some specific ones, but I'll just mention something that I'm going to guess in advance. So usually what a lot of people don't know is that when you become part of an organization like this and you take advantage of their benefits, things that were excluded to you as an individual become granted to you because you're part of a group, regardless of the exclusions that you might face. And I'll use like life insurance as an example. There's a lot of people that may not be able to get life insurance on their own, but you might. Here, you know, you might not be able to get medical insurance or medical plans on your own. And if you've ever been declined for whatever reason, but you might be able to here. So that's why you want to pay attention, because you can have things, take advantage of the group that you probably don't even know about. So John, I'll let you, you know, comment and then close it up. And Janine, we'll make sure that we have John back with some specific examples so people can really take the benefit of this. So, John,
yeah, Peter,
you got about as much time as you want.
Yeah, Peter, you consistently make great comments, and that is the value of membership, to be a part of a larger group, whereas the rates associated or the fees associated with health insurance, it could be dental, could be vision, it could be access to a general practitioner, it could be prescription discounts, it could be so many different things. But when it comes to major insurance products like health and hospitalization and those kinds of things, if you as an independent contractor have never tested the water on this, go and check out the cost of insurance through Blue Cross Blue Shield or a major company, whereas you are not a part of the group. It's almost unaffordable. So that's one of the great benefits of being a part of a larger group, and that's why I wanted to come back and just make sure everyone understood this is not a new association. It's a mature, seasoned association that is now focused on making itself more valuable to the smallest of micro entrepreneur. And that's what's different. A membership fee to gain access, less than $5 per month. And Janine, you kind of made me laugh. I remember when I first talked to you about this, and I was saying, Janine, it's only $4.99 per month. And you were thinking $499, which would be very expensive. But that is the cost of most health programs with major A-tier providers if you're not a part of a sizable group. It could be much more. So this is based on freedom of choice. You don't have to buy anything, but you get the opportunity to choose what you think might be most important to you if you're interested in insurance or financial services products. But Janine, you also mentioned this. There's so much more to this in the area of education, information, and having a source aggregate the most important news articles in the marketplace today, whereas you don't have to try to read every newspaper or go to every digital platform. It's all aggregated for you so that a few minutes every night, every week, and you're going to be up to date. You're going to better understand how you two make the most of whatever it is you are attempting to do. So, Peter, I close with that. I thank you both. I think that it's always, you know, gratifying to just be a part of what other people are doing, especially when they're running a class act. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, good. So we're going to catch everybody next week. Check out. We'll make sure that this is on Building Fortunes Radio real quick. We'll put some links in there as well. You can check out John Fleming and then also Janine Avila, of course. Go to JanineAvila.com, and we'll see everybody next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on BuildingFortunesRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the BuildingFortunesRadio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.